Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Kathleen O and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, September 22nd, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the big book. We're on page 85, the second paragraph that begins with "Much has already been said about receiving strength." We'll be reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. Today's readers are Joanne L., who'll be reading the 12 steps, Linda B. will be reading the 12 traditions, and the readers of our text are Shelley E. and Robin P. The share ID for Tuesday, September 21st, the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, is 17,780. That's 17780. This morning's Wednesday, September 15th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting share ID is 17,789. 17789. Our newcomer greeter for today is Kaylee R., and Leslie M. will be making the announcements. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. And I'll now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 steps. Good morning, Joanne.
Hi, good morning, Kathleen. Good morning, everybody. I'm going to just say good morning, world, because we're all together. My name is Joanne L., and I am a compulsive overeater from Rhode Island. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us in the power to carry that out. In 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much for allowing me to do service, and I pass.
Thank you, Joanne L. And Linda B., would you read the 12 traditions, please?
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm Linda B., compulsive overeater from Ontario, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, Each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6. An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7. Every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8. Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9. OA, as such, ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for the opportunity to be of service, and I'll pass.
Thank you, Linda B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on page 85, the second paragraph that begins with, "Much has already been said about receiving strength." We're reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. So, good morning, Shelley E. If you could get us started, please.
Good morning. Thank you for your service. This is Shelley E., a gratefully recovered compulsive overeater presently in Northern Michigan. Page 85 of the Big Book. Much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from Him who has all knowledge and power. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of His Spirit into us. To some extent, we've become God-conscious. We have become to develop this vital sixth sense. But we must go further, and that means more action. Good morning, everyone. Shelley E. Thank you for allowing me to share on this. When I first read this paragraph, the very first, I was in the midst of, as I was going through the steps, I guess I had the idea, okay, now I'm on my fourth step, you know, boom, this everything's going to change. And some things did change. And then I thought, but maybe not cool. I don't think that's what I was expecting. Then I get to fifth step, and that, you know, was a huge awakening, a huge deal, seeing what I had done to bring on calamity. But still, wasn't quite sure that spiritually I was where I needed to be. And so as I kept along doing the steps, I was one of those that my spiritual awakening was of the educational variety. And it was around this time that I really started feeling different in that way. I wasn't through the steps yet, but I was starting to feel the power. I was starting to feel and rely on Him for everything. I was one of those who could rely. I was, you know, I thought I was so spiritual, and I would rely on God for the things I could give Him. But it was around this point where I was giving Him everything and able to recognize the weaknesses where I wasn't actually giving him everything. And it is his strength, inspiration, and direction that I rely on daily. And it's 10 steps that keep me, you know, I want to say on the straight and narrow, but I'm certainly not on the straight and narrow. They keep me closer to him as I go through my day. And I do recognize that there's a promise here. If we have carefully followed directions, we have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. And I can say personally for me that it was about this time that I did feel his presence all day, every day. And I had become God conscious at that. And I love that it describes it as a sixth sense, because to me that is what it is. It's that I feel like he's with me all day long. And even when it's not just in the good times, it's in the bad too. And, you know, I'm one of these that can really plan the way I think something should go in the end. And guess what? My best plans are usually not what his plans are for me. And I love that he has a better idea for me and he knows the better idea. But with that, I'll pass. And thanks for letting me share. You guys all have a great day.
And thank you, Shelley E., for getting us started this morning. Okay, we are on page 85, the second paragraph. Much has already been said about receiving strength, reading and commenting on this one paragraph only. And although we do value your experience, we ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So who else would like to share on the second paragraph, page 85?
Bruce E.
Elaine.
Tamara C.
Elaine B.
Elaine B. And was that Tamara?
Yep, Tamara C.
Tamara C.
Dion
R. Dion R.
Deb E.
Deb E.
Jordan L.
Jordan L. Okay, let's stop there. That's a great lineup. Thank you. Okay, so I have Bruce E., Elaine B., Tamara C., Dion R., Deb E., and Jordan L. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, thank you. Glad to be on the line today. It's great. Much has already been said about receiving the strength, inspiration, direction. Well, I guess it has been. We're 85 pages into this. There has been a lot said about it. So this is wonderful that from him who has all knowledge and power. So I'm pretty weak in that area. I'm pretty weak in the knowledge and power area. You know, I don't have a whole lot of it, not from myself anyway. And some experience, some knowledge, but not a whole lot. But then how do I get it? Well, then it says receiving it from him. So I ask him for strength, inspiration, direction. So then some God consciousness flows in. And it says we have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. And I wondered what the sixth sense was or what the five senses are. Did I get the five senses and can I get the sixth sense? The sixth sense, I think, just means what it just said previously. We have become God conscious. I think the sixth sense is a God consciousness. And the other five, I'm not sure about. I kind of looked it up. There's a lot of commentary about what might be all of them. But anyway, the sixth sense definitely sounds like God consciousness. So, man, I need it. But it says to some extent, you know, in other words, it's not a one-and-done deal, right? I mean, I don't get it all, and then, you know, I can run with it and never come back, you know, and close the door, shut the door, and, you know, go on with my life. No, and then it says, but we must go further, and that means more action. So how do I go further? Well, I get a lot of ways. I got a long ways to go further. Got my whole life to go further, right? And that means action. Helping others and stuff, but getting help from my sponsors. So I'm only on step one. I got a long ways to go further, just in the third chapter in the big book. I think that's there's a solution, you know. So I got a lot further to go, and that means more action. In other words, work. Work is action. Is work, right? I got to do some work here. I can't just sit around and not do anything, you know. And I got a long ways to go, man. I got a lot of stuff to surrender. A lot of ego, a lot of pride, a lot of fear and resentment to surrender, that's for sure. So had a little squabble with my wife this morning. Came out really good. I didn't think, how is this ever going to come out good? And she wanted me to be there to meet a guy, or thought I'd be there to meet a guy for doing some work in the house. And I didn't think I was supposed to be there. And so I couldn't be there. So we had a squabble, but that worked out because the guy said he couldn't come. So thank you very much for allowing me to share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Bruce E. Elaine B., good morning. You're up, followed by Tamara C.
Thank you so much, Kathleen O., and everybody on the line. And thank you, Higher Power. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, life-changing, you know. By the time we're in step 10 here, we've had the experience of clearing out some of the wreckage of our past and the things that have blocked us from a power greater than ourselves. But we've begun to sense the flow, and we're beginning to get the benefits of this. You know, one great benefit is that we're not driven to compulsively overeat. For me, my restless irritability and discontent is just like a yellow light. You better slow down and pay attention to this, or it's going to turn into a red light. Stop! Stop everything and do a 10-step. So much has already been said about receiving strength, inspiration, and direction from Him who has all knowledge and all power. For me now, that's like oxygen. I need it every day. Do I look for it every day? No, because self-reliance fails me and I still a default setting, and I got to ask myself, every fear inventory and every resentment is driven by a fear. You know, am I trusting and relying on my finite self or infinite God? Am I trusting and relying on my little symbol full of knowledge, wisdom, experience, mastering life, or God's unlimited, my little symbol full to God's unlimited, endless ocean of wisdom, strength, knowledge, power, grace, love, truth, peace. And, you know, I love that my higher power knows everything about everybody, past, present, and future, outside of time, so that I can be tuning in to something that not only can set me on the path for today, but knows what's ahead and knows what's behind for the people I may be upset with. And anyway, that strength of wisdom and power is just incredible for me. And it always makes me think of the page 100 promise. I love this promise. I hold on to promises because I like sweet stuff and I like the good stuff, and I need them. You know, they're like rungs climbing up this ladder of life. Page 100, the first paragraph says, both you and the new man, this is for everybody, must walk day by day in the path of spiritual progress. If you persist, remarkable things will happen. When we look back, we realize that things which came to us when we put ourselves in God's hands were better than anything we could have planned. Follow the dictates of a higher power and you will presently live in a new and wonderful world, no matter what your present circumstances. And these are the steps I needed to do and need to do to stay unblocked so I can get access to those dictates and live in that new and wonderful world one day at a time. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Elaine B. And Tamara C., you're up, followed by Dion R. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning. This is Tamara C., recovered in California. So I was thinking about this idea that my higher power has all knowledge, and what does that mean for me? And lately what's been coming up for me and is that my higher power knows about today. I'm a teacher, and my higher power just knows everything that's coming ahead, how my students are going to behave, how the administration is going to behave, what expectations are going to be put on me, what events are going to come up, what interruptions in my teaching are going to happen. My higher power knows it all ahead of time, how I'm going to feel, how I'm going to react, what transformation is going to be happening in me spiritually, what I'm going to learn and grow. And my higher power knows the greater good and the needs and the solutions and how I can best be useful. So I don't have to figure all that out. I can just trust that the inspiration and the direction will come. for me, inspiration is like showing me the truth as I uncover the things in me that are blocking me from my higher power and myself and others, showing me what my higher power thinks and feels about me, and just learning that I'm loved and accepted, I'm safe, and the inspiration about others, that they are who they're supposed to be. I don't have to try to fix them or be resentful about their behavior. And direction, direction in making amends, direction in what spiritual action to take, how to be useful, how to take care of myself through abstinence and exercise and self-care. And then I have to be honest, I still sometimes struggle with this idea that my higher power has all power, is all powerful. What does that mean if that's true? You know, why is there pain and suffering in this world? Why is there cruelty and hurt? And so I just, when that comes up, I've had good conversations with recovered fellows and with my sponsor. And I today have a higher power who encourages me to question and challenge and just say, why? I don't get this. And this morning I did a little journaling about it, and the message I got was just, yeah, I know, it sucks, and I've got to, and you don't have to comprehend it. It's okay that it's a mystery, but look at the evidence, Tamara, look at the evidence. What are you learning about me? And like the biggest evidence is that I'm not eating compulsively today, and that's proof there is a power greater than me. And I can just lean into that today. With that, I pass.
Thank you, Tamara C. in California. And Dion R., you are up, followed by Debbie. Good morning, Dion.
Yes. Excuse me. Good morning. Good morning, Kathleen. And good morning, group. I want to apologize again for, apologize for not being on board on my post on time. But so I get that out the way, because I really do apologize. And I was praying. I was like, higher power, what do I do with this? And the honesty has been kicking my butt a lot, excuse me, here lately. And the part that sticks out for me today out of the reading is, to some extent, we have become God conscious. You know, and prior to that one, if we are carefully follow directions, we have begun a sense of flow of His Spirit into us. Yes, that's that God consciousness. We have begun to develop the vital sixth sense. That shows me it was already there deep down. I didn't know it was there. But of course, there's more action, right? I must keep on a firing line, keep going no matter what. Just an example, my higher powers put me in a situation. I put myself in a situation, and I have been in a living situation for the last year and a half, very unhealthy. Doctors and supportive friends, everybody want me to, you know, suggest I get out. And finally, after the pandemic is slowing down a little bit, things get somewhat better. God gave me blessed me with a place to move in a couple weeks. So in the meantime, it's been deteriorating my health. But the thing about it is that God sent. I still can't stay in touch with God and recognize my humanness is like, you know, and that I have never been that. It was always about me. Oh my God, I gotta look good, smell good, be good, and do good, you know, even when I don't wanna do good. And today just the miracle is, through all this process that me and many others I've been able to see other people that's going through this, I'm still staying focused on my thing was work with others, trust God, and get out the way and be low. And yes, truly God is working it out, and He has worked it out. So like I said, it's just that God consciousness is when I can't beat myself up no more. I'm already at the bottom of the barrel. People have relapse trying to change me, you know what I'm saying? So the only thing I kept hold on still to this day is my belief in my higher power, my faith, and he keeps showing up. It's been showing up over 9 years, probably showing up before then. But I've been getting to develop the vital sixth sense more and more because I keep showing up and say, hey, God, I messed up again. Show me out of this mess. So this morning, but I'm alive.
Time, please.
Okay, Kathleen, thinking the key thing is I'm still breathing. I'm here to share my story and let everyone else know, keep going, plunging forward, working the steps, be honest, and work with others. And with that, I'll pass. I love you all. We'll try it again a day at a time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dion R. in Ohio. Okay, Debbie, you're up, followed by Jordan L. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning. Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And this vital sixth sense is what stuck out the most to me, because for me, that's my intuition. My intuition was always there, but the path needed to be cleared to really find it again and to have the courage to listen to it. And I had to go, you know, I like how they're reminding us here of if we have carefully followed directions. So if we've done all the work up until this point, right, up until we're getting to the end of the 10th step, going into the 11th step here. And so that means that I've accepted that I'm powerless over not just food, but like my character defects and other people and people, places and things and everything without my higher power, that my higher power is not me, that my higher power is greater than me, that if I surrender to my higher power, my life will become easier, not in the sense that like all of a sudden things will be easy, but I won't be making my life harder by adding the struggle of food to it. And freedom that can come, you know, that does come, that I've seen my experience of like finding enough humility to do the inventory in step four and then share it with someone in step five and then really like acknowledge that it's not up to me whether my character defects come or go. And, you know, I just have to, again, reach out to my higher power. These are all reminders of how this all comes back to that connection with my higher power. And here I'm starting to see how it's becoming more natural to feel that intuition and to act on it. And I just had like this visual of like, you know, a walkway leading home just being completely snow covered after a blizzard. And just the path there is just not visible. And as I clear away all the snow, as I clear away all the stuff I've been working on in the steps up until this point, all of a sudden it becomes so much clearer and easier to connect with my higher power. But then I have to maintain that on a daily basis, which we get into in step 11. But I love that they call it the sixth sense because it really does feel like that. It just feels like it's, I have this line of communication available to me and it's up to me to stay spiritually fit so that I'm able to access it. Because when I'm not spiritually fit, it doesn't matter that it's there. I don't have access. I can't do it because I'm clogging it up with too many things that get in the way, you know, like all my character defects and especially fear and just like blocking me from that sunlight of the spirit that we talk about. So that's all I have for today. I'll pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Deb E. and Israel. And before we take Jordan, reminder, we're on page 85, the second paragraph. Much has already been said about receiving strength. And I'll be taking some more names after Jordan to share on this paragraph. So good morning, Jordan. Go ahead, please.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I am on a road trip in Logan, Utah this morning. Very grateful to be on a meeting, though, and absent with you guys. Extremely grateful. God, I was just thinking about how angry I was when I got to Overeaters Anonymous. I've come in a couple of times now. It didn't stick the first couple of times around, and that's okay. It's all good, man. I had a really valuable experience that helps me identify with those chapters there is a solution and more about alcoholism. So when I made it here for the third time around, man, I was beaten down, but I was so angry, like, just so angry. I couldn't walk down the sidewalk, you know, and look someone in the eye and smile at them. It was literally like I was at the point where I'd walk by total strangers and find something to be mad at them about without even actually interacting with them or saying anything to them, you know? So I had a lot of work to do when I got here. And that's all good. It's all good. You know what I mean? Like, the wonderful thing about Overeaters Anonymous is that it meets you where you're at, and you can go from there. This program is for anyone who's willing to do the work. and so I went through that work, and I got to step 10, and I got like a tool for daily life, like something that I can bring with me everywhere I go, anywhere I go, to treat that constant state of anger and rage, you know? And I really became aware of what was going on with me and my body when that stuff came up, and what was running through my head, you know? Like, it was, step 10 was my space. It gave me the space to take a look at this stuff without any judgment and really, like, take a step back and understand what was going on with me. And then I move into step 11. Once I start to be able to bring God with me throughout the day in step 10, then I move into step 11 and I start actually getting out in front of some of it. I start being a little more proactive about it, you know, and actively seeking something. And it's so beautiful. Thank you for letting me share. That's what I got.
Thank you, Jordan L. And we're on page 85, the second paragraph. Much has already been said about receiving strength, and we do value your experience, but if you have shared Monday or Tuesday, please step back so others can share their experience too. And who would like to share on this paragraph?
Teresa C.
Okay, I heard two names come in. Can you say that again?
Teresa C.
Okay, hold on one second. There's two people before Kathy. Like a Dory, maybe?
Wendy.
Wendy B?
Mm-hmm. Wendy M.
Okay, and Wendy M, as in Mary?
Yes.
Okay, and then who came in right out with Wendy at the same time? Okay. Sorry, I didn't. You guys were overlapping, and I couldn't hear you. So I have Wendy M, and I have Kathy. What's your first initial, Kathy?
Z.
B as in Victor?
As in zebra. Z as in zebra.
Z as in zebra. Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thanks. Okay, and who else?
Annabelle Z.
Annabelle Z. I can take a few more. Okay, well, I'm going to stop there because I think it sounds like we're muted here. So I have Wendy M, Kathy Z, and Annabelle Z, and I'm going to take some more names after them. So go ahead, please, Wendy. Star 1 to unmute. Okay, I'm not being heard.
There. I didn't know I got muted again. Hey, Wendy in South Dakota. Glad to be a part of this meeting today. It's been a while. I'm an hour and 2 hours behind you guys. I think it is. Yeah, so anyway, it's pretty early. Not really, but it seems like it. I love this paragraph. I read this page a lot. These, you know, like 84 through 88. I change it up every once in a while, but yeah, this is good for me. I just started a new futon. I'm a compulsive overeater. I just started this food plan, just new, about 5 days ago now. I haven't purged. I'm a bulimic, and I haven't purged for many years. But I seem to compulsively eat and overeat at times. So I'm trying a new plan where I write it down beforehand, and that is really seems to help me. I mean, I don't stick to it like 100%, but I do pretty good with it. And I'm staying away from a lot of sugary foods because I am a sugar addict. And so that seems to be really helping me get my head back on my shoulders and get grounded in this program. That that sixth sense, I looked it up, and yeah, definitely God conscious. And that spiritual awakening, like the book talks about, and that we have that flow of the spirit. Now, I don't always make good decisions in my life, and right now I have resentment I'm working through with a good friend who started a women's meeting in another program, and it comes, I have a time when my big OA meetings happen during that time, and I'm struggling with, I asked her to ask the group if they could start it like 45 minutes later, and that didn't seem to work. So it's not her fault. You know, a good conscience is good conscience, and that's good. But still, we had that women's meeting, you know, before COVID for a very long time. And it was at a different time, 45 minutes later. So I'm just trying to work out that resentment. She's a really good friend, and I love her dearly. But, man, that's just hard that not to be a part of that. But I go to a lot of meetings, so I just need to work through this resentment, do the 10th and 11th step on it, and it will work itself out. Turn it over to God.
Time, please.
That's what I'm supposed to do. And thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you, Wendy M. in South Dakota. And Kathy Z., you're up, followed by Annabelle Z.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. This is Kathy Z. from Washington State, grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. Feeling so thankful to higher power. Thank you, God, for the work that He is doing in my life, because of the work that I'm doing in this program. And I've only been in OA for, almost 2 years. And I came into OA through vision. And so my recovery process started very fast because I followed direction. I was really, really, really ready to do anything that I had to do. And the transformation and the God consciousness is still happening. And it wasn't right away. But I can see with the connection that I have, that I must have every morning and every night with God, submitting myself, abandoning my old ways, submitting myself to Him, seeking Him, that transformation just continues to happen. I feel like I'm being saved from myself, being saved from my compulsive food behavior. And that God conscience is actually taking place of uncomfortable feelings that I've had. Resentments, fear is a huge one, self-pity, all of that. What's starting to happen for me is that when those feelings start to creep in, I'm starting to get uncomfortable with them. And from my practice in being close to higher power, I believe that he's causing that discomfort, and he's causing me to turn towards him even harder. And so now I'm looking for solution and hope when those feelings crop up, and positive action, and it's changing me and changing the way that I'm living and keeping me recovered. And I'm so grateful today for that. I'm grateful for working the steps and continuing to work 10 through 12 every day. But I am more grateful for that relationship with higher power, because without higher power, I wouldn't be able to stay in program. I wouldn't be able to keep working the steps. I would not be still connected to this beautiful transformation in my life. So I am so grateful for you, God, and how you're working today. So I wish all of that for you as well. God bless you. Have a great day. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Kathy Z in Washington. And Annabelle Z, do you want to go ahead, and just to let you guys know that I will have time for a couple more names if you'd like to share on this second paragraph on page 85. So go ahead, please, Annabelle Z.
Thank you so much, and thank you for your service. My name is Annabelle Z. I'm recovered in the state of Washington, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I haven't shared in a long time. I've been listening every morning, and I just felt this need to just step back, and I realized I had a big ninth step I had to do, and it was right when we were going through all the ninth step stuff. And then suddenly came up this 10th step I had to deal with. And I talked to a lot of people in program that I really respect. And thank you if you're on the line. You know who you are. And several people were like, well, you need to be in that 10th, 11th, and 12th step every day. And other people said, well, yeah. Some people said, no, you don't need to do this 9th step. And other people said, you do. And I really just felt, it talks about this, this God conscious kind of flowing into us. And I begin to develop it as a sixth sense. And it's vital. It's vital to my direction. And one of the women I talked to says, you know, it's between you and God. This is not like, okay, I'm going to make a perfect little 10 step so somebody else is going to think I'm great, or a ninth step that I can then, you know, perfect ninth step I can report to, you know, a sponsor, another woman, a fellow, and say, oh, this is, it went great. It's about me and my relationship with God, because it says here about having this awareness. It's the awareness of God. And yeah, the next step says, it talks about step 11 and continued action. Actually, it's in this paragraph. It means more action. And it's going further, because it's not just about awareness of a God, although that's huge. But that awareness is essential in order to have a complete change of personality. And it talks about that in the spiritual experience in the appendix on page 569 and 570, and how it's, you know, they talk there about it being what is an unsuspected inner resource, in like a conception of a power that they identify with. And it's the essence of that spiritual experience, that change, that's sufficient to stop me from eating. And I do want to report and say that after that ninth step, I felt a lightness. Is a very difficult ninth step. To my old boss, it went amazingly well. And I knew it would work because I trust this program. I have faith in my higher power and the fellows and in this program. And it went amazing. The 10th step that I did was even more amazing about somebody else. And I have a freedom and I have a complete neutrality. I don't even care. And so about food, I mean, I have my food plan, I eat it, and like, that's it, you know, it's just sustenance. And this is a miracle. So thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Annabelle Z in Washington. And would someone else like to share? I think we have time for one more share. Page 85, the second paragraph.
Linda
Teresa C.
I heard Linda and who?
Teresa C.
Teresa?
Yes.
Okay. So if you both do a short share, we should be able to do this. So Linda, go ahead. And if you could give me your initial, I didn't catch that.
Certainly. It's Linda B. from Ontario, Canada. Just very quickly then, so much wonderful information and thoughts and feelings have been shared this morning. Thank you so much. And again, for me, it's that we have begun to develop this vital sixth sense. And the next sentence means more action. There's that action word again. Sometimes when I hear that action word, I get a tiny resentment. When will the action stop? But I'm beginning to learn that it's never going to stop. And I'm grateful for that. I really, really am. And I have begun to sense the flow of his spirit into us. And, you know, I got up this morning and I was feeling kind of grumpy and resentful. And it's raining here and, you know, it's darker in the mornings, blah, blah, blah. But after reading this paragraph and hearing the shares, my whole attitude and outlook on life has begun to change today. Thank you. And I want to develop this sixth sense. I want to increase it, you know, develop, we can develop a muscle, and it's almost like developing that muscle of that sixth sense, and it's so important. Thank you for allowing me to share, and I will pass.
Thank you, Linda B. in Ontario, Canada. And Teresa C., go ahead, please.
Hi, this is Teresa C. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in New Jersey. And what stuck out for me is we have begun to sense the flow of the spirit into us. Just reminded me of, you know, many years ago, I was contemplating, like, what is this? How do people know that what they believe is true? You know, just going through the whole spiritual thing. How do people know? How do people know? And then all of a sudden, something happened, and I'm like, I just felt this feeling in me that said, oh, this is what that means. I just feel like I'm moving in the right direction. And to me, that was knowing that my higher power was with me and that I was following this path that for me just felt like I'm moving in the right direction. And so that to me was, you know, feeling that sunlight of the spirit. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Teresa. I didn't get your initial. Teresa C. in New Jersey. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone who shared this morning. So appreciate all the service everyone did by stepping up and giving us your experience, strength, and hope on this paragraph. And we are now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164. Followed by the Serenity Prayer. So, Robin P., would you please read A Vision for You?
Thanks so much, Kathleen, for your service. I'm Robin P., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.